Shalom to the saints of God. God bless you. You are welcome to daily devotion. We give thanks to the Almighty God who has helped us thus far from the first day of this daily devotion for the week. And now we are at the last day of our sharing. May his name be praised in the name of Jesus Christ. I appreciate every one of you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks unto you for yet another opportunity to see a new day. We appreciate you for all that you have done for us today. Thank you for various blessings this week. Thank you, Lord. Let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we commit our sharing to your hands this morning. May the Spirit of Christ help our understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord, give us enough of your revelation that will be of blessing to us throughout the day, that we might do your will in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty God, for request all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the last day of our sharing on the third title, The Father's House. By the grace of the Almighty God, we shall be concluded this week daily devotion by answering a question: who is a wise master builder? Who is a wise master builder? We were mentioning something like that yesterday. I just want us to conclude today by looking at who is a wise master builder. According to Paul the Apostle in his first epistle to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. He said, and I quote, "According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon." Hallelujah. Amen. Paul, calling himself a wise master builder, does not in any way suggest hierarchy in the body of Christ. He was not making himself superior above others by acknowledging the grace of God in his life as a wise master builder. So we should not begin to look at wise master builder to mean a hierarchy in the body of Jesus Christ. And we need to emphasize this because there are a lot of scriptures that people use to build hierarchy in the body of Jesus Christ. We are all members of the body, and Jesus Christ is the head of the body, the head of the church. Amen. Then, who is a wise master builder of the house of God? Before we answer this question, I would like to read the same epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, in a version of the Bible known as God's Word to the Nations. I read, "As a skilled and experienced builder, I use the gift that God gave me to lay the foundation for that building. However, someone else is building on it. Each person must be careful how he builds on it." Amen. In this version of the Bible, a wise master builder is known as a skilled and experienced builder. Paul said he used the gift God gave him to lay the foundation for the house of God. A wise master builder of the house of God builds according to the master plan. The master plan given by the great architect, which is God himself, the owner of the house. In other words, a wise master builder only builds according to the pattern given by the owner of the house. God is the designer of the blueprint of his own house, so to be a wise master builder, we need to build according to the master plan. Brethren, we can see from the scripture we have read, that skill and expertise are also requirements to be a wise master builder. Just as Daniel was given skill and understanding to understand matters and visions, we need to understand the mystery of the house of God. The ability to discern the body of Christ rightly requires skill and understanding. And I pray that Lord will grant unto every one of us the skill and understanding so that we can be wise master builders. For we are called to build as co-laborer with the Almighty God. Amen. When Moses was building the tabernacle, God gave skill and understanding to men to build according to the pattern given to Moses. We can read that from the book of Exodus, chapter 31, starting from verse 1. Exodus, the book of Exodus, 31. I will start to read from verse 1. And the Lord speak unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. God himself filled this man with his Spirit to give him wisdom, to give him understanding, to give him knowledge in all manner of workmanship. Verse 4 says, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of stones to set them and in carving of timber to work in all manner of workmanship. Verse 6, and I, behold, I have given with him Aholab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle. Amen. We can see what God did even when they were building the sanctuary, the tabernacle. He gave wisdom, he gave knowledge, he gave understanding to men to be able to carry out even the building of this tabernacle. He mentioned some names. No, mentioned men, hearts of all that are wise-hearted. No, he put wisdom. No, he so that they can devise cunning works to work in gold and in silver and in brass, cutting of stones and carving of timbers and all manner of workmanship for them to build that tabernacle. Amen. Therefore, we must be filled with the Spirit of God for wisdom, skill, and understanding in order to be a wise and a faithful steward in the house of God. We can also see from the scripture of truth that the faithfulness of Moses in building of the tabernacle was testified of by God himself. I would like us to read from the book of Numbers, chapter 12, and we are also going to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. Numbers, chapter 12, first. Numbers, chapter 12, I will read from verse 4. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, Come out ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation, and they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who he is faithful in all my house. Moses was found faithful in the house of the Lord. Moses was found faithful in the building of the tabernacle because he built according to the pattern shown unto him by God. Okay, let me also read the account of Hebrews concerning Moses, the faithfulness of Moses. So I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 3 from verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Amen. If we read further, even in that same scripture, we can see the comparison of the faithfulness of Jesus Christ and that of Moses. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read further to see Jesus as a faithful builder of the house of God. Continue from verse 3. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had builded the house had more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. So God is the one building his own house. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant. Moses was a faithful servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Hallelujah. As we can see from these scriptures, Jesus Christ is equally seen as a faithful servant in his own house, a wise master builder. Hallelujah. May the name of the Lord be glorified in Jesus' name. I will also want us to look at a wise master builder as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. I would like to read from the book of 1 Peter, Epistle of Peter, the first Epistle of Peter, chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 10 and 11. As every man had received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We have received gift. We have been graced by God to minister in the body of Jesus Christ. We are to minister to one another. We are to build up one another. It is by our ministration to one another that we cause the growth of the body. So as every man has received this gift, let him minister the same to the body of Jesus Christ. But let him minister as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. It is possible for a minister or a steward not to be a good steward. It takes wisdom and faithfulness to be a good steward of God in the building of the house. Okay, let me read verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If we are going to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God, we must follow the pattern. If you will speak, if you are a speaker, maybe a preacher, you admonish in any capacity, do it as an oracle of God. Do it according to the pattern that God has laid down. Do it according to the master plan. You can't build without following the master plan. And that is why ministers of God should ensure that they use the authority that God has given unto them for the edification of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. May God help us to remain faithful. May God help us to be good stewards, doing the bidding of the master all the time. Amen. Before we close, let us read the last scripture from the book of Luke, chapter 12. I'm going to read from verse 42. And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward?" Who is a faithful and wise steward? May God make us faithful and wise stewards in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken." Amen. A servant giving responsibility, a steward that's supposed to minister to the entire household. If he discover, the master has delayed his coming, and he begin to beat his other or his fellow servants, and he begin to eat and drink and drunken, becoming worldly, will the master be happy? Let's continue to read verse 46. "The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and we cut him sunder, and we appoint him his portion with the unbelievers." Amen. A day of judgment is coming. A day that the Lord will reward our faithfulness is coming. Believers will be rewarded. Verse 47. "And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes." Brothers and sisters, remember Apostle Paul was warning also when he said, "I lay the foundation, others are building on it." He said, we must be mindful of how we are building on it, for we will be rewarded at the end. And he said, our works shall be tested with fire. What are you building on it? What are you building on that foundation that has been laid? Is this something that can be consumed? May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Let us read further. "And he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Brothers and sisters, the foolish and unfaithful steward shall receive many stripes. To whom much is given, more shall be required. We have no excuse to fail our master who appointed us to co-labor with him in the building of his house. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have such a responsibility. We are called to be builders. But I pray the Lord will help us to be wise master builders. In the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you, want to appreciate you for the way and the manner you have helped us from the beginning of this week, even to this very moment. Thank you for the understanding that you have given us. Thank you for the skills. Thank you for knowledge. Thank you for those things you have made us to understand, telling us, O God, that you have made us, O Lord, co-laborers in the building of your house. I pray, O God, that the grace that we need, O Lord, to be a wise master builder, you will grant unto us in the name of Jesus. Make us a good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Heavenly Father, I pray that when you shall come to reward, may we all be found faithful in the name of Jesus. May we not be found wanting. Lord, I pray that you will help us that we might fulfill our own part in the body of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty God. May your name be glorified. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.